رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, من دي ريسبكت براذرز اند سيسترز ان اسلام, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. ان شاء الله تعالى بمشيئه الله, we take the ayah number 28 from Surah Al-Hajj today, inshallah ta'ala, to find the purpose of Al-Hajj and what you should do, inshallah ta'ala. And we talk about the Zabiha today, the Qurbani also. Inshallah, we'll take a part of it and to tell you how you make your Zabiha, inshallah ta'ala, your Qurbani, inshallah ta'ala. Last week, alhamdulillah, in ayah number 27, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned and he gave a command to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to proclaim the Hajj. And when you're proclaiming the Hajj, ya Ibrahim, they will come over from everywhere, from deep distance, from everywhere. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the proclaiming and the adhan of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam reach everywhere. That's why all of us, we grow up, we love the Hajj. We love to go to for Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Today, the ayah number 28, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala describe in the Quran, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ. And that they may witness things that are of benefits to them, reward of Al-Hajj in the hereafter, and also some worldly gain from trade, and mention the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on appointed day, 10th and 11th and 12th and 13th day of Dhul-Hijjah, over the best of cattle that he has provided for them for sacrifice. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after he mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj that Ibrahim calling all mankind to come and perform Al-Hajj, Allah declared, what is the purpose of that? The purpose of that, they may witness things that are benefits for them. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وارضاهما في الحديث الصحيح الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري ومسلم بسند صحيح, المنافع منافع دنيوية وأخروية. The benefits is the benefits in this world and the benefits in the hereafter. Benefits of this dunya and benefits in the hereafter. The benefits of the hereafter, الأخروية for akhirah, meaning that رضوان الله عز وجل, to gain the satisfaction of Allah تبارك وتعالى, جنة الله عز وجل in the hereafter, that is the purpose of Al-Hajj. Because as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, and also Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, that من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدت أمه. And Sheikh Omar, inshallah, he narrated this hadith for us, hadith in the bottom of this ayah, inshallah ta'ala, you have the hadith there. And read it for us, inshallah ta'ala, to find what is the benefits of that.
Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs Hajj to this house, the Kaaba, and does not approach his wife for sexual relations or commit sins while performing Hajj, he will come out as sinless as a newly born child just delivered by his mother. Sahih Bukhari.
Barakallahu feek, inshallah. You see how the benefits? Therefore, every Muslim has this, inshallah ta'ala, idea in his heart. If you are able financially, go and increase your reward, increase the benefits for yourself for to perform al-hajj, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah provide us with al-hajj all the time and umrah and to visit the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every day, every time, inshallah ta'ala. Now, so again, to the benefits. The benefits is benefits related to this world. What is the benefits related to this world? When you go for Hajj, you're seeking benefits. What is the benefits you may gain it in this life? What is the benefits? Huh? Health? Okay, to get health, Sheikh Omar, he said health. What else?
You will never be poor.
Jazakallah khair. What else? Yeah, when you go for Hajj, as Ibn Abbas, he declared two things. Benefits related to this world, to this life, and benefits related to the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here that they may witness things that are of benefits to them. All right. The benefits for them is what? Benefits for them in this life to be what? International Brotherhood. Jazakallah khair. That is very important to point. Because Al-Hajj is not to go around the Kaaba to perform Hajj 7 times around the Kaaba or Safa and Marwa. This is not the benefits of Al-Hajj. Yes, this is the ceremony of Al-Hajj. We have to do it as the Prophet ﷺ described it. But the purpose of Al-Hajj to create what? Something Muslim Ummah miss it today, call it what? The Brotherhood. Al-Hajj is a big market. Conference. Bring all people from everywhere, from all over the world. Bring all color together, rich and poor together, to be in a great conference every year for the Muslim. What is the benefits of that? Yes. To make the Muslim, to bring the brotherhood, to make it stronger. When I meet you in a Hajj, it's not to look for myself. When you meet your brother, tell him, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa akhi. From where it came to, which area you came from? I came from America, I came from Pakistan, I came from Bangladesh, I come from Egypt, I come from Sudan, I came from Guinea, I come from different places, from Morocco, from Syria, from Lebanon, from Europe, from France. So you bring all the brothers and sisters together in a great ceremony and to make the brotherhood very strong. Because the salam is connected the Muslim together. To let them feel that you are in power. When your brother, you feel that your brother supporting you and you supporting him, and the best thing to spread it amongst you, afshu salama baynakum. The Prophet ﷺ spread the peace amongst you. So you can, for whom you know and whomever you don't know, for both, because we don't have, it's appointed from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to meet each other. You cannot perform Hajj by yourself as an individual person, but the Hajj in group. And this is brotherhood, which he missed today, to spread the love, to make the Muslim from everywhere hug your brother and tell him, from where you came? Number two, to make Islamic economic for all Muslim countries strong. Islamic economic. How? People specialists or people with experience or people are in power in some technology, could it change the trade among each other? Where you come from, Yaqi? I came from America. Where you come from? I came from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, whatever it is. And he told him, I'm ready to export the technology from you. I know the technology. I know computer. I know engineering. I know the business. I know so and so. People actually could export some rice, beans to the other countries, those who suffer from food. So when you make in the end the Muslim country to be strong, we depend on Allah first, and we help each other through helping for the Muslim. You know, this is the Jew. The Jew, they create something in all over the world, they call it kosher. What's kosher is? Any single Jewish person, he doesn't buy anything unless he go and buy the kosher products. Why they have to buy kosher products? It's such a kind of to make themselves strong in economic, to control the tijara. Nobody allowed to go and buy anything from an unkosher. Everybody to buy kosher to help each other. They never leave anybody who ever open a business to leave him suffer. But Muslim today prefer to go and deal with the disbelievers and leave the Muslim. And why we leave the Muslim? We need to make the Muslim strong in everywhere also. So we have a strong economic all the time to help each other to export and import among the Muslim country, to export the technology. If I know certain area for any Muslim country are weak, I send them actually the power. I send them to make them power. That is the procedure of Al-Hajj. That is the purpose of Al-Hajj. Benefits of the trade. benefits of economic, benefits of army, benefits of everything. If we know in area the purpose of Al-Hajj, if I know in area Muslims suffering under their transgressions, I will help them. Help them to defeat the transgressions, to make them strong. A lot of Muslims suffering in everywhere under the transgression and the dictatorship. If the Muslims are able through groups or individual to help each other, to make their brothers in everywhere strong, if I hear my brothers and sister in Nigeria and suffering, I should make them strong. If I know them all the way down in South Africa and though they suffering, I make them strong. If I know the brother suffering because they don't have agriculture, I support the agriculture for them. That is the purpose of Al-Hajj. There Ibn Abbas from the Prophet ﷺ said, benefits related to this world and benefits related to the hereafter. And hereafter, what is the benefits for the hereafter is? Jannah. Jannah. Sheikh Omar, he narrated this hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. Whoever avoid this to any sexual intercourse, direct or indirect, or to have to be disobedient, to fisk, to backbiting, lying, cheating, this is, could violate your Hajj. If you avoid this too, you will come to your town, your village, your country, whatever you came from, you came back like Allah, you're just like a newborn baby, come to this life. Allah erase completely all the sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah ta'ala, erase all our sins, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to provide us with hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And to mention Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in appointed days. What is appointed days? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said here, and to mention Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name, to pray to Allah, to read Al-Quran, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, to make the talbiya, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, to make zikr, to tasbih. So what is appointed day here? According to this translation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says here in the translation, what is the translation? Is, and to mention the name of Allah on appointed day,